Okay. So we'll take a few Maamorei Chazal. I chose them from the Torah Tzmina's selection. So we started a couple of years ago, we did some. And we'll just take a few. Okay. So yeah. So the first one is on Bochel Sifke. Bochel Sifke Balala. So he says, Shtei Bechiyos Alolo Lama. Why do you have to have these two Bechiyos? Bochel Sifke. Amar Rabba. Rav Yochanan, Echor HaMikdash Rishon, the Echor HaMikdash Sheni. That's the marriage. Okay. So the question is, what is he letting you hear? Echor HaMikdash Rishon, the Echor HaMikdash Sheni. What's the fish? So I wanted to say that if you speak in terms of being bereft of the Mikdash, the only one you should mention is Mikdash Sheni. Because Mikdash Rishon is history. You're not bereft of Mikdash Rishon. After Mikdash Rishon was Mikdash Sheni. And now the only thing that you're not missing Mikdash Rishon. That already is gone. And what you're missing is Mikdash Sheni. So why do I have to cry on Mikdash Rishon? So the answer is that the cry is not because I'm bereft, but the cry is because of the sorrow of the destruction of the Chefetz Hil Kedusha of Mikdash. So then you have two. You have the destruction of the Chesed Shel Kedushah of Mikdash Rishon. And it means because the Mikdash is a beautiful thing. The Mikdash is the place of Ashura Shechina. And it's the natural place for man to have. And because that beauty has been lost, so that's why I cry. It's not because of my state. Mm-hmm. It's because of the destruction of the beauty. And that's why it causes me to cry. Okay. Let's take the next one. Next one is Bochel Sifke.
Rebbe?
Yes.
On the first idea that you said, is it true? I saw somewhere that there were different expressions, there were greater expressions of Shkacha by the Mikdash Rishon than the Mikdash Sheni. Is that true?
Yes.
So that's consistent with what you're saying, because the entity of Kedusha was manifested to a greater degree in the first Mikdash.
That's right. Yeah, I wanted to mention that, actually. You're right. Because the nisim that were done in the first mikdash.
Right.
Okay. So now let's look at this.
Okay.
Bacho Sifka. Bacho al Egel Echod. And Sifka al Shnei Egel. So what does that mean? It means that Bacho is for the Egel Azov. And Sifka is for the two Agolim that the Rebbe met of us. And the Rebbe put in Shamrock. So he put two. One he put in Don, and the other one he put in. Don and Nissan. What was in Don? So anyways...
Was it Basil?
Yeah, Basil. Right? Don and Basil. So that was the Shtego. So that's the Sifka. So what is the... What is the Lima? The Lima is that Avodah Zarah can come from two sources. One source is fear. Fear engenders Avodah Zarah. Because that's what Avodah Zarah is all about. Giving you security. The first angle. But there's another reason we can have Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is also generated by the egotism of man, egomania. So, like, for instance, Mao Zedong. He made himself into a god. Believed in a divine force. All these people, the divine force was generated by their crazy megalomania. That's what Mordechai saw by Haman, that he had that Avodah Zarah on his lapel. But what was the Avodah Zarah really? It was him. He is the power given to him by this little thing that's on his lapel, on his shoulder. But the whole source is his irrational and crazy view of himself. So that was really the case by Yeravim, because Yeravim said that I can't allow the Jews to go back to Yerushalayim. Go back to Yerushalayim, they'll lose me. So in order to make sure that doesn't happen, so he made up Avodah Zarah and Don and Basil. That made it convenient for people to go all over. That's the Sifka. Bacho Sifka. Two cries. One cry is for the Avodah Zarah from the ego, and the other cry is the Avodah Zarah that was generated by Yeravim's Romania. And those are the two sources of ozone. Okay, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, been thrown in the soup.
Yeah,
can you check your mute buttons? Thank you. Please check your mute buttons. We can hear you. Thank you.
Yeah, the next ozone we kind of mentioned in Shir, although we didn't quote the Chazal. But it says, Bocho Siska, Acherim Imo, that Siska means it makes others cry with it. Mechabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imo. It makes Hashem cry. The Sivik, Hashem Elokim, Elokim Tzavakos, by Yom Ahu, Levechi U Mispet. Mevake Malachi HaShoris Imo. It causes the Malachi HaShoris to cry. This is Hain Er Elim Tzaku Chutza. Mevake Shemayim V'Aretz Imo. This is Shemesh V'Yareach Kedem. That the sun and the moon got dark. Nevake Horem Uvaos Imo. This is Ra'isi Horem. Ra'isi Horem. V'hine V'hine Roshem. V'chol HaGvos Hiskalko. Okay, so that's the Harm of Vos. And then the Vaka Shivan Umos, you know, that makes the Shivan Umos cry. The Amor of Pinchas. Osam Shivan Parim, show you so. Makrivan, Bechag, Kavod. Kineged Shivan Umos. Kadeshavo Yechayev Olam. Kadeshavo Yechayev Olam. Yechayev Olam to him. That the world shouldn't be destroyed by the Shivan Umos. Mevake Knesset Yisrael Ima Shenema Batisa Kol Aido Es Kolom Vayivku Uma Batisa Kmo Shenema Ki Sasha Berecha Chova Bisha. Tovu Yisrael. The Doros. Bivotayim. Bivotayim. Yeah, okay. So, what does the Medrash mean in short? What is the Medrash trying to say? It's Mavaka Karash Bahum, it's Mavaka Malaka Shoins, it's Mavaka Hamas Ross, it's Mavaka Shemesh Yireach. I think what the Medrash is trying to say is something we mentioned in Shir today. That this Medrash holds that the whole universe was created for the Jew. And the Jew requires Jerusalem. And so that's what it means. Mevaka Kadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean? Mevaka Kadosh Baruch Hu? God doesn't need us, but it means that God's will is in the universe that everything should exist because of Klal Yisrael. And that means that we need Yerushalayim. It's a yachol, so to speak. God's will has been thwarted. So therefore, it means he is broken. Gemara says that when the Jews suffer, Tina Malashon Amaris, the Shechina suffers. Kalani Maroshi, Kalani Mizrohi. So it means that the will of God is not being enacted. It mentions God, it mentions the universe, the planetary system, the moon and the sun. It mentions the ecological system, the harm of those. And it mentions what else? Oh, the Shiva Mumos. So Chazal say that if the Shiva Mumos knew the benefit they received from the Karbonos, they would surround the Midrash of legions to prevent the flames. So the Midrash is saying that all systems were created.
Okay.
So this Midrash holds that everything was created for Klal Yisrael. Everything, it's against the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't know it. The Rambam holds that that there are many things that are created because it's God's will. And it doesn't have to do with us. But this Midrash holds that every system was created for us. Okay. Let's take the next one. Bacho Sifka. I'm going to skip the next step. Because the next two are themes that go straight through every person. And I haven't analyzed it. So I don't know exactly what is going on. So we'll skip to Balaiwa. Balaiwa al Iski Balaiwa. The Al-Shem Shenema Batisa Kola Eda as Kolon Vayivku on Balaiwa who? The Osa what? Also, Lila, Leo Tisha B'av, oh yeah. Omar Kosh B'av Yisrael. Atem b'chisem b'chia sholchinam, v'ani ekra lachem b'chia l'daros. That's a tough mamma chasa, I sound like a mother. That's the kid. You're crying, I'll give you what to cry about. What is the meaning? Atem b'chisem b'chir shochinam, v'ani ekva lachem b'chir v'daras. What's the connection? That we were bocha b'chir shochinam. Okay, it was wrong. So that's why we have to have b'chir v'daras. Yes, I think the pshat is that it means that all the bad things that happened to the Jews on Tisha B'av were arranged precisely that they should occur on that day. Why? Because that was the day of the fate of the Meraglim. And if you analyze the fate of the Meraglim and you learn from it, you'll be able to correct the chatoim that happened on the other days. because in the Chet HaMeraglim lies a significant flaw, or flaws, I should say, of Klal Yisrael. So that's why it was Kavur Daras. Because the flaws of the Meraglim kept coming back in the other days where we had our downfalls. Yeah, it's interesting. I wonder if anybody ever did a study on it to show what exactly it has to do with the Chet HaMeraglim. But there are many elements in the Chet HaMeraglim. One of them is that they superstitiously cast aspersions on Eretz Yisrael. In other words, they couldn't analyze the situation logically. They analyzed the situation under the influence of superstition. There's something bad in the air. People are dying. So that's what the poor analysis and the idea that God hates us, that he's a force that is out to destroy us. That is an alien idea as well. And there are many more. So that's what it means. Okay. Balayla. Lama balayla. Nefisha kol habocha balayla kol nishma. Whoever cries at nighttime, you hear his voice. So what does that mean? That means that the person that cries at nighttime, he hears the lone voice of his cry. And the lone voice causes him to cry harder because he's aware of his crying. So it multiplies the cry. So Bachar Sifke Balayla is telling you that that cry is a cry which regenerates another cry. Generates another cry. Tovar Acha Balayla Shekola Bachar Balayla Kolchovim Umazolos Bochemino. I'm not sure exactly what that means. Kochovim umazolos bochemino. Kochovim umazolos means the laws of nature. But why does his cry at nighttime have to do with Kochovim Mazoros? I don't know. Dover Acher, Loma Balayla, Mephisha Kola, Bocha Balayla, Hashemea Kolo, Bocha Kenegdo. That whoever cries at nighttime, somebody that hears his cry cries with him. What it means is that when there's a lot of clamor and everybody's involved in their lives, so you see people crying because there are sad things in life, things that a person has a hard time handling. But by my law, it's an isolated cry. So the isolated cry has an effect on another person. It brings to mind things that warrant his own fears and trepidations. And it causes him to go into his own track of service. So that's the cry of the Migdash. The cry of the Migdash is a cry that causes a person to reflect on the bad track that's going on in his life. And that's why Bachosifka, like Chazal say, that in the time of the Migdash, everybody slept well. Everybody felt secure. It was a different kind of thing. And the Gemara says that even the food, the Rav quoted Chazal this morning, even the food tasted better. But it doesn't mean physically. It means it was a different state of mind. So that's why it says that the chi at nighttime causes another person to grow. Okay, next phrase. The demosa alechia. What does that mean? The demosa ki isha shebocha al baal nureh. This Maimar Chazal, the Torah says, is the source for Elitzion. Elitzion v'arel ki isha besua. So, ki isha shebocha al baal nureh. What does it mean? It means that the worst cry is the cry of a young woman who just got married. She has her whole life ahead of her, her plans, and she gets caught up in a tragedy. And she loses her husband. So that cry is the worst cry. Because if a person lives their life, so they live their life for it. I'm an old man. I live my life. That's it. But if before you live your life, when you're first starting, lose a mate, so then your whole life is taken away. Irretrievable. That's Elysium. Okay. So the Demos Alechia. Ma'alachia. Al-Kohanel. It's referring to the loss of the Kohanim in the Midrash. Promotion Emma. The Nosan La-Kohen has Rov al-Chayayim va-Kevim. So it says L'chayayim, so the Gemara Darshan's Lechi L'chayayim. Dover Acher, Al Lechia, Al Giboreha. Kemoshinema. Vayimsel Lechi, that's Vashim Shem Gibor. Vayimsel Lechi, what's this one? Chamor. Oh, yeah, Lechi Chamor, Tria. The dry out bone of the Chamor, he killed 2,000 people. So it's the Gibarim. Al Lechia Al Shoftar. Kimoshin Emma. Oh, Basheva Yaakov Al Halechi is Shofar Yisrael. So I understand the Gibarim. because when we have trouble, we turn to the Gibor. We don't just do nothing. We fight back. So I understand the Gibor. And I understand the Shoftim. Because one of the tragedies of the Churban HaBayis was that they were broken up into splinter groups fighting each other. There was no shofet. There was no shofet to unify them and to cause them to direct their energies in a singular fashion to win. But what is going on? Why should I be mourning and crying for the Kahan? So it's interesting. The Torah to me, I believe, tries to answer this by saying that the Kohanim means the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs to give the Kohanim their chelek. So he switches it. That this is not the same thing as Giborah or Shoftah. Over here, we're not mourning the loss of the Kohanim. We're mourning the fact that we can't do the mitzvahs. But then it's incommensurate. It's like two different things. So how do you line them up together? Yeah, but I think the answer is Yoru Mishpatecha LeYaakov V'Sarasko Yisrael V'Simu Kher V'Sarasko V'Kol Amit V'Kher. That the Kohanim were really the ones that were Melamdei Ha'am. They were the Melamdim. So the only question I have is, why doesn't it say Sanhedrin? Why did it leave out Sanhedrin? Yeah, why did it omit that? Yes.
Is it Pasuk where it talks about the Kohanim, the Shomrim, Asivaseha? I forget how it goes. Ki Mipicha, Yedorish the Torah Mipicha.
Once again,
I'm forget how the puzzle goes, but it talks about that you're dorish the Torah mipia kohen. I forget how shomeri
kisef say kohen yeshmeru das b'torah yevakshu mipihu ki malach Hashem
akosu. Thank you.
You're right. That shows you again that the kohen is the model malamed.
Mi piyam kiyar riv kol nega.
That what? Say it again.
Mi piyam ya kol riv kol nega.
What a joke. Right. And Sister Ganesh Ridas. And that's the Pasuk I mentioned in the verse of Bracha. Yoru Mishpatech V'Yakov, it's a rush for Yisrael. Yes, an interesting thing. I always wondered, what is the tie-up between the Kohen doing Avodah and being a Melamed? It seems we should be broken down into two separate professions. But somehow or other, the Torah tied them both together. Somehow or other, the Torah tied those institutions together. because Chazal say really that Shimon the Levi, that in Lacha Malamde Tinogos Elam Shimon the Levi. Yeah.
Rabbi, doesn't the Rambam say that Talmud Torah is avoda?
Yes. Talmud Torah is avoda. Yes. Yeah, the Rambam says that you're not allowed to be a shikr when you give a raw, and you're not allowed to be a shikr when you go into the Migdash, because when you go into the Migdash, to do a lot of you have to write a raw. So you do see that connection.
The end of Shemitah V'Yovel.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, but he says about Shevet Levi, Mipnei Shehuvdol Lavor Et Hashem U'Lesharto, U'Lahoros Drachov HaYesharim, U'Mishpatov HaTzadikim L'Rabim. Shneema Yoram Mishpatech L'Yakov V'Saras L'Yisrael. Ulafika Huvdul Medarchea Olam.
Right. So it seems that really it's true that Keset Torah Kolorot the love of Eliskos, Yavam, you don't have to be kind. But nevertheless, it does not negate and does not prevent the Torah from creating a structural phenomenon of Malamei Torah. And that's in Kuna. So Keset Torah is the biggest. It's bigger than Keset Kuna. And anybody that wants to come and get it can get it. It's true. But nevertheless, the Torah set up a structural institution, which is essentially Thelema Torah. And that's in Kuna. Yeah, it's interesting.
Is it in Kuna or in Shevet Levi?
But what's going on?
Lo Shevet Levi Bilvat.
What was that for?
The previous halacha, Yud Beis.
You go ahead.
Shalom alo zocha Levi benachos eret Yisrael bebizos v'mechos. B'nei shehuv do lavo res Hashem olisharto. V'loho ros drachav yishar mishpat v'tzidigim l'rabim. Shenem ayorah mishpatech liyakov s'rosu l'Yisrael.
So that's a problem then. Because here he's saying Kahan. He should have said Shevet Levi. So that won't work. Yeah, I think maybe it's like this. That by Kohanim we mean the institution of Avoda. And that institution is only done by Kohanim. So it means the loss, the Bacho Sifke is the loss of Avoda. And that's the loss of Kohanim. It's the loss of Avoda. I'll show you where all moment. So you have to have a system of Avoda, and that's only done by Kohanim. So you have Kohanim, you have Giborim, and in Shoftim you have Melamdim. Because the Shofar is the Dor L'Dor, is the Sanhedrin. So that's where you have the three things. I think that's how we have to learn. Yeah, it makes sense. Okay. So we're with them. V'dimasa lechia?
V'dabichuraha in the Torah Tumimo.
Rabbi, that limud that you quoted, Ki'isha Shabokha Baal Nureha, you said about the, which has a whole life. So what is the nimshal to the Migdash? The Churban.
Because, see, now you can take a look at what we skipped, where it says that Ilu, every pasuk says that Ilu Locha Tassin, you would have had a great life. So by losing the Migdash, we lost our potential life. The real life was not actual life. So that's why it's that's the limit. Yeah, let's take the next one. The Dimasa Alechia. The Racher Alechia Al Bachureho. Shebishosh and Nichnas Sonin the base on Mikdash. Tafsus Abachurim. The Kafsi Deim the Racherim. Ohoyu Bochen with Mos Yordos Alachoyeyam, and the tears went down on their cheeks. Ohoyu Cholin Vakanchon, they couldn't wipe them off. The Noshos Alachoyeyam Kitzarevas Hashem. So what does he mean? What does the Medrash mean? That when they captured the Bahurim, so they tied their hands behind them. So they couldn't wipe off the tears. And the tears became like Shrin. So what does that mean? So I think what it means is like this, that when a person cries, if he can wipe off his tears, it gives him satisfaction. He has a break. He wipes his tears and he takes a break. But if it's a bechi that's a continuous flow, then he can never get that break. And that's what is the destructive element in the bechi. That's what the Maamar is saying. That by the Migdash, effects are constant. You feel them all the time. The loss of the Migdash is a constant. You constantly sense it. You're missing a part of your life, an essential part. And that's why the Churban HaBayis and the Daiga and the Avelos on the Churban HaBayis is a constant. It's like the tears are constantly running. There's no time to wipe off the tears. So there's never any relief, not even a moment, everyone. Yeah, let's take a jump a little bit. It says, "Also, Yehuda may only dovracha al sheov dovorus b'chovim." כמו שנאמר, כל הנוס הוא נוס ושומע. ואומר רבי אחר, מהו כל הנוס? כל קולוס, כל קילוס עבורס פרחובן, הנוס ושומע. Yeah, so what does that mean? It says, Me'oni u'merov avoda. So what does Me'oni mean? Here he says Me'oni means avoda zara. Well, what does avoda zara have to do with Me'oni? So what I wanted to say was that there's another, we mentioned that avoda zara has two sources. One source is fear, and another source is the egomania. But here you see there is a third source, because it's making recourse to kol anos and Rosh Hashanah. What was kol anos? Kol anos was that ein kol anos gevura ve'ein kol anos chalusha. Kol anos and Rosh Hashanah. What did he mean? He meant the other two cries have an objective. Kol anos chalusha, kol anos gevura. That is a kol anos of victory and a kol anos of defeat. But this is just a kol anos, an intrinsic screaming, which is simply taiva. That they were engaged in a barbaric, primitive, wild enjoyment. So it seems a paganistic enjoyment. So it seems that there's a third source really for avodah zarah. The third source is paganism, where the person simply wants to indulge in the physical instinctual pleasures of life and nothing else. It's a kol anos. It doesn't have any objective. It doesn't have any objective of gevura. It doesn't have any objective of chalusha. It's not a cry of pain. It's not a cry of victory. It's simply kol anos, a cry for its own sake. And what does that mean for its own sake? It means for the sake of pleasure, pleasure seeking. So that's kol anos. So therefore, the Medrash is saying that the oni, the kol anos, is what caused Yehuda to stray because of the instinctual desires and giving into them. Okay. Yeah, well, we'll take one more. It says that Umerov Avoda Al Shehoyu Mishtabdin Be'ever Ivri Kmo Shenema Nikait Sheva Shonim Teshavach Olam Esochev Asher Yisochar Vach. So in other words, they didn't send out the Avodim when they were supposed to be Goel L'chafshi Chinam, L'chafshi after 7 years. So the question is, what does it mean they didn't send them out after 7 years? Why didn't they just go out? They were avodim for 7 years, they paid their term, now they're free. Why are they staying? What's causing them to stay? And how are they Meshabbat with an evidently after 7 years? They can just grab somebody in the street and they Meshabbat them. He's free. So I think the pshat is that what it means is, the halacha is, when a person's kona an eved ivri, it's kilu kona adon l'atzmo. It's as if he bought an adon, a master. He has to treat him special, and he has to treat him in a way of tremendous kavod. So that's really the niyug with an eved ivri. It's on a very high level, that you have to treat him like a king. And if you have the famous halacha, if you have two pillows, you got to give him two and you one. He comes first. So the kavod of Adam and the kedushas Yisrael causes you to place him on a high level. But what they did was, they didn't do that. They were meshabe them. They broke them down. And they used their financial superiority to destroy the character of the Eved. So the Eved didn't want to go out after 7 years. They convinced him that if he goes out, he's not going to get anywhere. So they caused him to stay and remain there. So they broke down his sense of worth. And to break down a person's sense of worth, he's five goals. He's five to be sent away. To lose what he has, because it's mida keneged mida. Because he has what he has because of his financial superiority. And now he's using that to destroy another person. So therefore, he is nanash with being removed from his place. How long is it? Was it?
Rebbe?
Yeah.
We mentioned that in the kinos in the very first one at night. Shulach avadim batalnu.
Oh, you're very good. That's very good. That's very good. That's the medrash.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question on one of the midrashim that you cited already just now?
Okay.
You mentioned about why the future calamities. So your point was that the future calamities all share the same common thread that the Meraglim had. You said it was multifaceted, the crime of Meraglim. So they didn't abandon it. So this was precipitated future problems. But it didn't mention just now, at least in terms of why is it on the same date? All falling on Tisha B'Av.
Yes, so that's the purpose of the same day. So on that day, they could reflect on what happened on that day.
Oh, so they recall back the origin, which was Meraglim.
That's correct.
I see. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll stop here.